USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The Pentagon tweeted a photo of the last American soldier to leave the Kabul airport with the caption, "Ending the U.S. mission in Kabul." Taliban fighters from the Fatah SWAT unit were seen storming into the airport wearing brand new American uniforms, brand new machine guns, and equipment. Northern California's Caldor Fire jumped a major highway to reach Lake Tahoe Basin Monday night. The weeks-old wildfire jumped both the eastern and western sides of Highway 89 in the Sierra Nevadas. Some 22,000 people were ordered to evacuate the city of South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities, causing traffic jams on the eastbound 50. With more than 186,500 acres burned, the fire was 15% contained Monday night. Extreme fire conditions in the state have prompted California's Forest Service to close all national forests through September 17th. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you've cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Stronger than Hurricane Katrina, Ida banged up Louisiana pretty bad. Dan Araki has more.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Upwards of 1 million people are without power from the damage caused by Hurricane Ida. With sweltering heat in the region, this is a major concern. The Louisiana governor says he expects the death toll to climb over the next few days. American determination to get the job done is what makes this country great. Ethan Forhetz from the Convoy of Hope is bringing help. He tells Fox News they will support relief efforts for as long as it takes.
We've been doing this for the last, 18 plus years. Disaster is one of the things that Convoy of Hope specializes in. We have experts. I remember last week when I was in the disaster area at Convoy of Hope, and our people were looking at this storm saying, this is going to be a major storm. We planned a major response, and that's why we're here with 19 very large vehicles and supplies that people need. Immediately following a disaster, people need the very basics to survive. Sustainability, life sustainability is what it's about. So what we're here with is food, water. We're here with emergency supplies that people need, some medical supplies, hygiene kits that people just need to get by today, to get to tomorrow. And we also offer the hope that tomorrow is going to be a better day than today. They just need to get through today, which for a lot of people could be the worst day of their life, or maybe the second worst day of their life after they just lost their house or entire work life yesterday.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.